I got a call, and I get this question relatively routinely, and I deal with it in my most recent book. Some of you know that here and there I have suggested your children write essays regarding their conduct. Essays are rife with benefits. Conscience on paper, polishing up writing skills, can be any length, can be anywhere, are easy to implement, can be gone over by parent and kid. The benefits are nearly endless to essays. But, as is often the case with any kind of discipline, when you decide you will act instead of yak, your kids are not about to take this sitting down, which is the proper posture for writing an essay. They will resist you. And this resistance will manifest itself often in the essay. What if it's disrespectful? Dear Mom and Dad, I am writing this stupid essay because you listened to some stupid psychologist on some stupid radio show who told you to do something stupid because you couldn't think of anything yourself to have me write. So I'm only doing this because I have to. I really don't want to because I think this is really stupid. And I really don't want to write anything that you would like anyway, but I have to count my words, and I think I'm at 57 now, and I'm going to stop in the middle of a sentence just to get to 300. I've seen essays like this. Parents will bring them in my office, hand them to me. And they're not too sweet. The parent says, I don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. They wrote the essay. Well, they wrote the essay is kind of like saying after he kicked over six things in your living room, well, he vacuumed behind him. All you do when you go from nastiness verbally to your mom and dad to nastiness on paper is go from slander to libel. That's all you do. It is understood, although maybe we will have to clarify this for the children, that essays have to be respectful. They can't just be nastiness in writing. What is that? That's just another form of disrespect. They can't be irrelevant either. 1, 2, 3, 4. Open up the door. I'm writing this because I got no more. What it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 words. That's what I'm writing. There's nothing there. It's got to be thoughtful. Could be creative. Mom gave me an essay. What it is. I got to write it down because I wasn't so good with my mouth. Came out the words, came out the mouth. Shouldn't have said, but I did. Now I'm going to bed. I'm going to bed early. What it was. Experience for the child in a pop cultural venue, of course, you might let it pass. But for the most part, I think it is understood essays have to be respectful and thoughtful. Two things. If they're not, they don't count. I had one mom tell me she looked at the essay, read it. It wasn't knives. And she ripped it in half. Oh, how demeaning of the child's feelings, how trivializing of something he wrote. No, wasn't trivializing. What he wrote should have been trashed because it was trash. Do you have to respect a nasty essay? Do you want to put it in a frame and say, gee, honey, I know this is your first attempt at an essay, but it really was ugly and it was verbally abusive, but I think we should keep it because it was your very first attempt. Maybe through the next several hundred, you'll become more pleasant. No, you don't have to accept anything you don't want to accept. What if he gets halfway through the essay and he breaks down? He starts out pretty thoughtful, pretty kind. And then the more he writes, the more it's becoming clear, this stinks. I don't want to write this. I thought I could write it, but it's taking too long. And besides, I'm running out of things to say. I'm starting to say them over. You decide. You're the parent. Does the whole essay have to be respectful? Then he starts over. Even if he had 185 words that were kind of kind. Start over from the spot of the foul. You could do that, I guess, if you want to show some kind of flexibility, as you would define it. You could do that. You're the parent. You set the essay rules. You're allowed. Of course, you see differences in essays between boys and girls, and if I get a chance, I'll comment on that shortly here. But for right now, let's just say this. Respectful, thoughtful, on paper. If not, it's a do-over. Ollie, Ollie, in free. Do-over, no reverses.